Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show talking Gotham. We're going to be talking about Monday night's episode that aired on the 15th of May. It was called Light the Wick. And normally, I would have done this show by myself. You know, ratings shot through the roof last week. I got fan mail. And I was like, they were like, oh my God, Mike, you sound so good. And Amy just, oh my God, she just pulled you down. And I know you feel sorry for her. And she was like at this pathetic convention. And no one really went to. And I'm so glad you're by yourself. And I said, I appreciate it, fans, but Amy has to return.
Damn right Amy has to return. And by the way, the convention was sold out. It was pathetic.
You know what? That's what the fans were saying. That's what the Gothamites were saying. I did notice that it looked pretty packed. It looked like it was a good turnout for the One Tree Hill.
It was. We had fun.
Did any of you girls sleep with any of the past actors?
No, we did not.
No, seriously.
I'm being serious. No, nobody did.
Seriously.
They're all married.
Okay. What happens in Tree Hill stays in Tree Hill.
Or does it?
See? I know. You should do a, like, behind the scenes show with me. Like, I interview you, and then you tell me, like, all the stuff that you saw that you weren't supposed to say.
We should. We'll do that for the October show.
Oh, screw that. All right, let's talk about Gotham. So, yeah, yes. So you weren't here last week. Did you even, because I know that you were surprised, because I didn't tell you I was going to do it without you.
No, because normally you wait, and yeah. I was very surprised, and I'm actually happy that you did them without me.
You didn't like the episode that much.
No, I liked the episodes, because I was too behind.
You were, I'm sure you were.
I liked the episodes, but it just... they didn't catch my attention like Gotham normally does.
God. Well, maybe it's because you're in One Tree Hill mode.
Maybe.
Maybe that could be
that
it.
That could definitely be it.
And I figure, you know what? I figure y'all were doing y'all's thing and packing and making trinkets and getting y'all's little desk ready for interviews. I was like, you know what? It's going to sound better anyways. Let me just do it myself.
Exactly.
So, you're back. You caught up.
Yes, all caught up.
You watched the episode Light the Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what'd you think of it?
I liked it. I really like that Jim is part of the owls, but not part of the owls.
He did. You know what? Honestly, the whole time I was watching this with Jim, that part, or the parts, I was thinking to myself, the quarter owls suck balls. Like, how do they not have cameras? How do they just feel that their people just wouldn't be sneaky, because Jim just walking around there and then at Catherine's apartment.
Yeah, their security sucks really bad.
Right?
But you know, if Jim would have just kept his mouth shut, his uncle wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, but I think it was inedible. Is that the word? Inedible? Whatever
sure,
word.
Sounds
yeah,
fine.
Sounds good. I think it was destined to happen. I think Jim's uncle needed to feel... I mean, because we find out you weren't here, but we find out that his uncle Frank had something to do with Jim's, you know, dad's passing.
Yeah.
So I think it was Frank's way of kind of making good. That's what I think.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Falcone had something involved with it also. And both you and I have always talked from, you know, episode one that Falcone really treats Jim like a son.
And maybe that's why.
That's probably why, because he did. He had something to do with his dad's death also.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of stuff was, you missed it. You missed a lot of stuff that, you know, but it's okay because you didn't even like the episodes. So, what else? I mean, what'd you think of Barnes?
Oh, I'm over Barnes. See, this is one thing I didn't like about this episode. I am over Barnes, and I'm over the Mad Hatter.
Hold on. Okay, the beginning was dope as hell, because we get the Mad Hatter and Barnes. Barnes is out now. Dude, he's got superhero strength. His eyes turned black when he gets pissed. Like, how?
You know I'm the type of person, once one evil goes bye-bye, don't bring that evil back.
But they're in jail. They're not dead. Oh, my God. I figure you would have liked Barnes. And no. Actually, this is like a real badass
but see,
Barnes.
I didn't like Barnes when Barnes was Barnes.
I know. You were never a fan of him.
No.
Because you always
love the actor, hate the character.
I know, because you always bossed around Jim, and you're like, oh, I would sleep with Jim in a heartbeat.
Definitely.
And anybody that's mean to Jim, you're like, I don't like them. So
can we talk about Lee?
Oh my gosh, I wanted to punch her in her face.
Oh yes, I was sitting there and I was watching this and I was like, Mike is going to hate this.
I have been a fan, if you've been listening to our recaps or if this is your first time, I've been a fan of Lee since day one. And of course, Amy can't stand her. And then you're the one a long time ago told me that they're actually married in real life, right?
Oh, I'm not sure if they got married, but
they're together. Didn't they have a kid or something?
Yeah. Oh, that was a big old scandal because she was married.
Go, Jim.
I know.
So Lee is a snatch in real life and in person. I mean, in the show.
Oh. I love the actress. I've always loved the actress ever since Firefly.
Oh, there and then, you go. Know, here she's go, in Firefly. Deadpool. Here we go, Firefly.
But I cannot stand Lee.
Dude.
I don't know if that's how they wrote her, where we hate her. But yeah, I
mean, it's
Lee.
You know what? I think I loved it when Bullock told her, like, he just finally said, you're hurt. Like, that's what it is. Like, she's like Kanye West hurt, like pissed at the world. dude, for real. And when she goes off on Bullock and Lucius, and then when Jim gives her a piece of his mind at the end, she's still being a snatch. You know, and
yeah, but it's fine that nobody's like they're finally like, look, you got to get over this.
Yeah, I was like, Jim, just let the bitch go, let her go. She's already quit, resigned.
I want Valerie back.
Which one's Valerie?
You know, you're the reporter.
Oh, Jamie Chung.
Yes, Jamie Chung, which I met her husband at the Tree Hill Convention. Yeah,
I saw the picture or whatever.
We raised a bunch of money for their charity.
That's awesome.
He's grateful, great singer.
Did you tell him for me to tell his wife hello?
No, I did. I wanted to, but it was so fast.
Whatever. What, so
like,
fast, really?
Your wife in Gotham.
Really? You couldn't? Oh, so you did say
I
that.
I tried.
Bullshit. You were sitting there taking a picture. Oh, by the way. My friend loves your wife, by the way.
We did ask if she was there, but I don't think
Shut
she
up.
Heard
I don't even want to. No wonder. See, this is why I did the show without you. I figure you'd. My friend Anna B from Australia, she got me an autographed picture of Arrow Steven. What about you?
Oh, she did? That's great.
Yeah, a long time ago, she went to one of those little thingies that y'all go to, and Stephen Amell, and it's a picture of him pulling the bow, and it says to Mike, Stephen Amell.
Oh, that's really sweet.
What did you do?
I give you a hard time.
You suck balls. But you know what? It's okay, because Jamie Chung, even though you did not do anything for me, she's coming out of the new show, The Gifted, on Fox.
Yes, I cannot wait.
That's going to be pretty badass. Mm-hmm. And whatchamacallit? What's her face? She's the little girl from Gotham also. Bruce's little, the one that you didn't like that I liked, the little blonde.
A Silver.
Yes. She's going to be in this as well. So, but that's a whole different
world. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's you and I both agree that Lee, it was a pain in our asses.
Yes.
I hope she leaves.
God, me too. Maybe she'll get the virus and die.
I doubt it. No, she's not. We wouldn't be that lucky. Tabitha looked extremely hot.
I actually liked Tabitha this episode.
She was just counting money looking hot.
I liked her in this episode, and I liked her in the past two episodes.
Okay, good. Good job.
She's growing on me.
Ivy looked hot, too, going to the bar looking for Barbara. Or actually, Barbara and Selena.
Yeah, which, hello, emo Bruce, just pushing Selena out the window.
That's right, because you weren't here with me.
I know.
That was some deep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that emo Bruce does not like being talked about his manhood.
No, not at all.
Dude, my mouth dropped.
I like the scene because it kept to the movie.
Well, yeah, and true. And that's what I saw some tweets and stuff like that, wondering if it was going to kind of, you know, because the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, she gets pushed out in the cats and then she comes back and then she's. So it was cool for that. But then Ivy brings her back out of a coma with all the plants.
Yeah. But I mean, Selena, she's already cat-like.
True.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. And I think even Ivy points it out, saying that, you know, I heard she fell off, out of a window, and she was like, no, that's impossible. So, but no, with her waking up, she's on a mission now to kill emo Bruce.
Good. Somebody needs to.
Can't stand that little kid.
Me either.
Little shit, but he's dying anyways.
Yeah.
I can't stand that little shit. And speaking of Bruce, the real Bruce, what's going on? I mean, how are you feeling since we haven't talked? How did you feel about Bruce getting kidnapped, the Temple Shaman teaching him how to fight and all this stuff? But, you know, of course, now we see that. At first, I thought the Shaman was on a, but it's obvious that Shaman and Catherine are kind of working together.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like something good, like okay, they're preparing Bruce to take care of this stuff.
Right.
But now I'm not sure.
Right. Well, then the commercial, because we have two episodes left until the 2-part season finale. It's going to be coming on, but next week, if it does happen, because you know how commercials like to tease, it does show the Shaman with his little needle to his forehead saying, I need to tell you the truth. So then I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, is the Shaman a good guy or is he still a bad guy? I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, me either. And another thing, when I was watching that scene, I was like, where did they film this? Because it kind of looks like the prison that's in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Where Al Capone was and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the walkways and stuff. And the only reason I remember that is because I was just there last year.
And you were visiting somebody or you were doing
some time? No, that's when I was at Wizard World.
Oh, okay. So this...
No, Mike.
I thought maybe you were...
history. There is nobody there now but ghosts.
Okay, I just thought maybe you had a boyfriend because I know you like...
Yes, I was visiting Al Capone.
Okay, because you have those pen pals. I know that you like to write to those guys that are in jail.
I know. It's because of the following.
I know. The crazier the better. That's how, I don't know, how many guys have you married in prison?
I think I'm on my number 5.
Yeah. Oof, weird. Now let's talk about weird. Jim, Penguin, Firefly, Nygma. All 4. I mean, you know, we got Penguin and Firefly.
Okay, can we talk about Firefly real quick? Is that a new actress?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm a little bummed if it is.
I didn't look it up. I meant to and I forgot, but I was like, Mike would know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, and I didn't want to look on it because then I would be forced to go on Twitter going, why did you change her? and nothing against the new person. I just don't like when they do that. But I could be wrong. Maybe the makeup or anything, but something tells me. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
We're going to have to go look it up now.
Yeah. But speaking of Firefly, I loved it when she caught the freaking Court of Assassins on fire. That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
You didn't even see
now
that.
Those,
hold on.
Those
you didn't
guys
see that.
Working together?
You didn't see that part, did you?
No.
Oh, my God. I could tell by the way you answered.
No, I wanted to move on to the next question.
Wow. So this is we start. So little now talking to you right now, it looks like towards the end we lost you during the episode.
No, you didn't lose me during the episode. You didn't lose me during the episode. But I want to know how it's going to work with Penguin and the Riddler working together.
We don't know if they're working together because they kind of...
Everybody's going to have to band together to take the owls down.
Well, they're going to have to work together to get the hell out of the cages.
Yes, that's true.
But they still want to kill each other. But they're going to have to... I don't think they're going to get out and be like, we're friends, BFFs forever. No, I don't think they are. I think they're going to want to kill each other. There's going to be definitely drama. Next week's episode looks like there's drama.
See, I don't see their previews. You know this.
Nope, you don't.
Nope, because I got Hulu. They don't show previews.
Pathetic. I'm sure if they do, if you go to the Gotham, they've got to have next week's little trailer up.
I've never seen it.
I don't have Hulu. Let's see what else. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
this
other than Jim saving all of the social life.
Nah, I don't care about that.
Oh, but he looks so good doing it.
Oh God, really? No wonder you didn't care about the fire and everything else. Yeah, you're. You know what? Somebody tells me you were watching the episode, then you got on your phone, and then. And then you caught the end of it, and then your phone again.
I remember seeing.
Stop it! Stop it! It's obvious you're lying.
I remember seeing her catch him on fire.
You're lying. Okay, stop. Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done lying?
I'm done lying.
Thank you so much. So it's obvious, Gothamites out there. I love the episode. It had everybody, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, definitely leading up to the last, the next 2 episodes for the two.
Now we have 2 and then it's done until next season?
I don't know. I hope to God it's not a break, but it just said 2 episodes left until the two-part right? season finale. Yeah. So it looks like
Then it's going to be done until September.
They better not take a break. I'm going to be pissed if
No, I think Gotham comes back in October.
Oh, I'm going to be so pissed if we get two episodes and it's going to be like, coming back next month.
Mike, it's going to be the hiatus. It's the season finale. Oh,
God. Don't tell me it's... I know it's the season finale. Hold on. Let me go look here. Let's just see here.
And that means it won't come back until either October...
No, no, don't
Gotham
even say
comes
that.
Back in October.
Don't even say that. Here, let me see here. Let me see here. Let me see here. I'm gonna be pissed. Okay, I'm looking up here. This is live. Okay, so we're on season 3.
Yes.
This is Light the Wick, and according to Wikipedia, going down, Light the Wick was episode 18, which then All Will Be Judged, which will be the 22nd. And then Pretty Hate Machine, which will be May 29th. Okay, so May 15th. May 22nd, May 29th, the 21st and 22nd episodes of the season will serve as a season finale and are intended to air June 5th. Okay, that's not bad.
Okay, that's the season finale.
Right, that's it.
And then you have to wait for season 4.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine.
Okay,
I don't care.
I thought you were telling me to go right into 4.
I thought you were telling me we're going to watch these two episodes, take a break until October, and then come back with a season finale. I'm going to be pissed.
No.
Woo! Thank God. You almost gave me a heart attack there. All right. So, I like I said, I love the episode. I thought it was awesome. You thought it was great, lost your attention in the middle. Towards the end, you didn't really care too much for it.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, that would be nice. And for all the, we're all waiting.
I love Gotham, but they need to go back to 16 episodes.
Why? It's better when you get more.
No, they need to go back to 16 episodes.
Why?
Or like when season one, 13 episodes or 16?
So,
I don't remember.
Hold on. So you're telling me that your attention span, you're just not smart enough to.
I'm not saying
Season two was 22 episodes.
What was season one?
Season one was 22 episodes.
No, it wasn't.
I'm looking at Wikipedia and that's what it's telling me.
Well, Wikipedia, anybody can put Wikipedia in there.
Actually, this does make sense because if you can't handle more than 15 episodes, then you probably don't know the right account of the episodes that ran. Boom!
Oh, I'm so happy to be back.
I guess One Tree Hill must have had, like 8 episodes and y'all were like, that's so awesome!
No.
How many episodes?
They had 22 episodes. See? and nine seasons.
Whoa, don't even stop, okay? Because my Supernatural trumps season-wise your One Tree.
Oh, Supernatural, yes. If they ever cancel Supernatural, I'm going to cry.
So you didn't cry for One Tree Hill? Ooh.
No, I did not.
I can't believe,
You know what else I didn't cry about? Sleepy Hollow.
That's messed up.
I'm upset, actually, they canceled it.
No, you're not.
I am. You can't. I want to see how it's going to basically end.
People that are.
But no, I didn't.
If you probably watched Gotham and you probably watched Sleepy Hollow. For all the Sleepy Hollow fans out there, it's obvious, right? It's obvious that Amy did not care because when it got canceled, she's like, I got canceled. No, I did it. Yeah, you. Once again, you're lying. You're lying again. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to get canceled.
All right, so Gotham, you are not happy that you wish you would go back and y'all.
I do.
No.
Smaller seasons.
There you go. You wish it would go back to your imagination of 15, 16 seasons. No, the more the better.
That's the only reason we started recapping, because you were like, oh, yeah, it's got 13 episodes. We can do this.
No, I did not. We didn't even know how many. At least I don't. I don't read all that crap that you did. I just saw Gotham, Batman as kids, Catwoman. Let's do it. So you, hold on. So now you're saying that you did it because it's a short, you thought it was a short season?
That's the only reason we did it. That's the only reason we started talking. And then we fell in love with it.
Oh, you know what? I think you're delusional. You're talking about yourself. You know that, right?
Okay, I'm delusional.
You're like, Mike, I only did it with you because I thought it was going to be 15 episodes, but then I wind up loving it. Say that. Oh, my. Dude.
That's true. I didn't want to stand 22 episodes
You can't
each week with Mike.
You can't. I mean, yeah, you're a 13, 15 episode type of person. You could never recap Arrow because it's
that's why I took that break.
Exactly.
No, I could never recap Arrow and Flash because those shows are pissing me off.
Stop it. Stop it now. We're going to
go. Especially Flash.
Will you stop? We're going to go now. We're going to go now. All right, people. So that is it for this recap. Oh, my God. You're just like really anti. You go to One Tree Hill and you're like back in high school, wherever that kind of show was, and then all the superhero stuff, you're dogging it.
I'm not dogging it. I give this episode a 9.
Okay. Amy, say, tell everybody where they can find you, please.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be back on air with Mike. You can follow me on...
Sorry, it's throwing up.
You can follow Variety Radio Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our website, varietyradioonline.com.
Is that it?
That is it.
You can follow me, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. Twitter, Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. Snapchat's on the blog. If you want to check out some of the better recaps without Amy, you can go to Talking Gotham on iTunes, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can find our shows there as well. The old Sleepy Hollow that Amy hated so much, we're there as well.
Yeah. And I've only missed 2 episodes of Gotham, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. The good ones.
Yeah.
Important ones that are building up the season finale.
Wish I would have missed more episodes of Sleepy Hollow.
See, people? All right, people. We got to go now. Hopefully next week when we come back, Amy will be in a better place.
Yes.
It's obvious Gothamites and I know that you probably didn't get any while you were at the One Tree Hill convention. Huh? Gothamites, doesn't it seem like she was close to getting some and then something happened and now she's taking that on us?
Oh, Mike.
Whoever out there that didn't give it to her, I hate you.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.